An extremely rare and endangered lizard known as Kungaka has now been formally designated as a new species by researchers. Inhabiting Matawinji National Park in the lands of the traditional owners in far northwest New South Wales, the reptile has fewer than 20 individuals known to exist. To discuss the significance of the Kungaka and their future conservation, I spoke to Wimpaja Aboriginal owner of Mutawindi National Park, Waripat Thompson.
The Kungaka lizard is a lizard that we thought was a part of Liophilus wittii, and subsequently we've done some surveys over the last 25 years and some genetic testing, and we've found that it's its own unique species that's probably been isolated from the others for at least 2 or 3 million years, so that it's developed these unique characteristics that come from living in the country of Mutawindi.
Is it basically like a, if I'm getting it right, like a type of skink lizard? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit bigger than a normal garden skink, and it lives in the cracks or in the crevices of the rocks out in our sandstone country out on the national park where I help manage.
So I understand this project started about 25 years ago, but can you tell us how it actually all started, like how you got involved with it and everything?
So there was a young boy that came out to Mutawindi with his family. I think it was in the 90s, and he'd found it first of all and then raised awareness of it within our Broken Hill office of national parks, and he became a herpetologist and then came back in the, I think around 2001 with Jerry Swan. So it was Matt was the young guy, and Jerry Swan's a renowned Australian herpetologist. And at that point I was a little bit younger, and the three of us went out and located some of these Kungaka, which we didn't know were different species at that time, and took some genetic samples of these lizards, as well as a few other reptiles throughout the park. And so since then, we've had a couple of other young Weambaja, Keanu and Ray, that have been helping Lindy Molesworth and Jerry Swan do some research since then. So it's been happening since early 2000 up until now. Yeah. And it's a pretty unique little creature and a unique part of Mutawindi. Very special to us, and they like to stay hidden, so hence his name Kungaka means the secretive one.
I understand like the numbers of it aren't particularly huge, like in population. Like, what are its biggest threats that it currently faces?
Probably the biggest threat is climate change, and then we've got feral species impact on the Kungaka as well. So the goats affect its habitat, and they're probably the biggest feral threat, and they've eaten out all of the overstory and a lot of the vegetation throughout western New South Wales. So Mutawindi is a place that's got permanent water on it, so even though we manage our goat population quite well with mustering and working with national parks to remove some of those goats, there's this constant pressure on Mutawindi as the country dries off, because Mutawindi's in semi-arid desert and we've got permanent water, so all of the neighbouring goat populations kind of head into Mutawindi as it dries off. And so without that overstory, it's meant that the small numbers of the Kungaka that are left are in a couple of isolated pockets from each other, so their genetic diversity is really, really low. In the last survey, we've only found 14, but we think the numbers may be around 20, but those individuals are in three distinct pockets.
And in terms of conservation efforts in future, what are the best ways do you think will ensure future survival, whether it be of this particular subspecies or the others? Like, what are some things you'd like to see going forward for better wildlife conservation of our country, animals and reptiles?
So because Mutawindi is an Aboriginal owned national park, the first in New South Wales, what we have is a board of management made up of a majority of Aboriginal owners. And it's the vision of our board is to try and do all that we can to bring them back from the brink of extinction. And we've got a meeting that's being scheduled to pull together some of those experts, get us all in the one room, give us really sound advice, and then we'll make a decision from there. But whatever that decision is, there's some guiding cultural principles that the solution needs to be done on country. So if it does come down to a captive breeding program, that needs to be carried out at Mutawindi, and our board will lead that direction, and then our young people that are involved, like Ray and Keanu and others, will be some of the people that learn that set of scientific skills to help increase the population. And I think there's just knowledge that exists. There's just layers of knowledge. So the cultural layer of knowledge and around country and animals and plants and how they interact needs to be combined with that scientific knowledge. What we've found in our board is that two-way partnership with national parks actually brings about really good cultural benefits, as well as bringing that cultural benefit into national parks and then benefits for country and animals and plants, and strengthens those relationships as well.
This will be my last question, just to bring it full circle. And we've sort of touched upon it through our chat, but you mentioned the Kungaka. It's got a lot of significance to the local people. Could you talk a bit about the cultural significance, like why it's important? Like, is it a totem animal? If you can just talk a little bit about that, just as we finish off our chat.
So every animal and every plant in our country is a meat. So meat, or wanga, is our word for meat. That's also our word for family. So those people are gone. Like the Kungaka people, they're gone, but that animal's still here. So for those of us that are here and in country, we take that responsibility very seriously about looking after all the other plants and animals whose people aren't there to look after them anymore. And it's one of the things that we do for our own meat. And in some places, the meat might be missing, but the people are there, like the Bilby mob in Wilcannia or the Dingo mob out at Mutawinji. The people are there, but the animals missing. So what we're trying to do in Mutawinji is see what those animals are that are missing and bring them back to country through conservation efforts. And then the ones that are there, but the people are missing, the rest of us have to step into that space and look after those animals. So that song that belongs to those meats doesn't get removed from that country. There's a bond, a belonging, a reciprocal belonging between us as people, our meats, and country. So we're just keeping that as strong as we can. And we do that because of the effort and work that our old people have done to get us to this point. So we just live by that.
That was Waripa Thompson from Mutawinji National Park, ending the report.